And now let's cross the Mediterranean as we track another part of the Arab uprising. In Libya's capital, pressure is growing on foreign journalists. Muammar Gaddafi's government invited those journalists in to tell his side of the story, but they keep uncovering inconvenient facts, as reporters will do when they go to the scene of a news story. Libyan state TV regularly denounces Western media coverage. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the situation for the media is becoming bizarre.
Events here are never scheduled in advance. The only warning journalists normally get is a trilling over the speaker system in the Tripoli Hotel, where almost all of the Western press is based. Sometimes it's a magical mystery bus tour that can take you to a gas station or a town 5 hours away, which may be under aerial bombardment, as happened to journalists who went to Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte this week. The expression, no matter where you go, there you are, perfectly encapsulates the experience. At the end of every single ride, there is this. Supposedly spontaneous pro-Gaddafi demonstrations, where men and women wearing green chant and hold up pictures of brother leader. In Tripoli, press conferences can happen at any time, day or night. For a while, between 1 and 3 a.m. was a particular favorite of the regime here. It's a tactic seemingly designed to exhaust the reporters, more suited to a detention facility. Which this kind of is, a plush, expensive one, but the journalists in Tripoli are here completely at the whim and mercy of the regime.
Hello, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Guest speakers are brought in now to harangue the press, and their comments are filmed and often put on state television. Yesterday, a French fact-finding delegation comprised of several doddering leftists and a stand-up comedian were given the podium. We were referred to variously as the Nazi Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, or by one French woman, as the stooges of our Western governments.
You depend on people who pay you in order to destroy this country and to destroy its sovereignty, its spirit, its moral, and that is not bearable.
Then at dinner, two women carrying pictures of Gaddafi came into the dining room and shouted at French journalists, calling them dogs while they were eating. It's a kind of relentless psychological warfare that can seem absurdly funny at times. But journalists are worried that the incitement could lead to violence.
I sometimes feel we're living in a kind of Graham Greene novel here. You know, there is a sense both of menace and fantasy that is pretty disorienting, frankly.
Longtime foreign correspondent for The Independent, Don McIntyre. He says journalists are constantly surrounded by dozens of government minders, so it's almost impossible to talk to people freely. Going out alone not only puts reporters in danger, many have been detained and some abused, but also those they speak to. So most of the day is spent in the government-sponsored bubble.
There is something very surreal about sitting in Tripoli and hearing people talking about things that we actually know to be untrue, but having no access to the outside world. That is a very surreal experience.
The master of ceremonies here is Musa Ibrahim, the government spokesman, an urbane man with slicked back hair. When asked why he brought the French group to harangue the media at the hotel, he answered,
I thought it would be fun to meet them. Why not? And then, you know, they denounce you. It's not my position. It's not my position. I'm the coordinate. I'm your friend, okay?
Despite the assurances, the distrust here on the part of some journalists has slipped into genuine fear. Miles Amore from the Sunday Times only eats uncooked food at mealtimes.
I eat salad every day. I mean, it could be that I'm overly paranoid about this, but I have a sneaking suspicion that the food here is being spiked with some kind of sedative. And there's actually been other journalists who have been taking samples of the food to take back with them to England to get them tested. It's not just me. I might be mad, but I'm not alone in my madness.
The journalists sitting at the table with him laugh, but it's a nervous kind of laughter. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.